Chapter 14. Cat's Eyes. Comprehension. Passage. Read this passage. When you drive in a city, there is always light around you. There are street lights and lights from other cars and shop windows. If you live in the countryside, things are very different. Nighttime in the country can be very dark indeed, and there are no street lights or other cars to help you see your way. In the 1930s, this was a problem that one man was determined to solve. That man was Percy Shaw, who lived in Yorkshire, a beautiful, hilly area of England. Although lovely to look at during the day, the hills could become very dangerous at night. With no street lights to show the way, people had to drive very carefully along the narrow, winding roads. One night, in 1933, Percy discovered just how dangerous this could be. That night, there was a thick fog, and Percy could hardly see anything in front of him. There was a steep drop down from the side of the road, so he was rather nervous. Suddenly, he saw a pair of bright cat's eyes, shining in his headlights straight ahead. The cat was sitting at the side of the road. Percy realized that if he had continued driving, he would have driven right off the road. If the cat hadn't been there, he would probably have been killed. This gave Percy an idea. He began to work on a simple device to light roads at night. He took some small pieces of glass and put them on the front of a rubber pad. He joined this to a heavy iron case and buried the whole thing in the middle of the road. When a car drove along the road, the light from its headlights was reflected by the glass, showing the driver the position of the middle of the road ahead. Percy called his invention a cat's eye, as it is shown in the dark, just like the eyes of the cat on that foggy night. In 1935, Percy set up his own company to make his cat's eyes. Within a few years, Percy's company was producing 500,000 cat's eyes every year. They were being exported all over the world, and Percy Shaw became a millionaire. He did not let this new money change his life too much, however. He lived in the same house in Yorkshire until he died, and he never forgot the little cat who had saved his life and made him his fortune.